Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes.
You know, Alan, you've been doing a really masterful job over the last couple of years of sort of diving into all kinds of Spanish wines. One of the things that I've been enjoying, and I've been tasting along with you, but not to the depth that you have, has been sort of finding some of these regions that, at least in the United States, we're not that familiar with.
That's absolutely true. We all know about Rioja, and we're starting to learn about Ribera del Duero and Cava, of course.
Right.
But there's something like 45 different DOs in Spain, and some of them are quite small, and quite a few of them are not household names here in the States. So I've been having fun just, you know, going shopping and looking for things off the beaten Spanish path, off the Camino. Okay. And here's some that I tried. Let's start with the Cuatro Paso Mentia from Bierzo, which is in the northern region, not far from Rías Baixas. I've always felt that Mentia was very, very closely related to Merlot, and this wine did nothing to dispel that notion. It's a big, soft, spicy wine with probably a little bit more tannin than most Merlots, but a lot of the same opulence. The aromas start off with a touch of barnyard, and then they show black plum, a bit of ginger, and a whiff of roses. A big, soft, gentle wine, real easy to drink. At $15, this is a steal, so I gave it a value. Alicante, which is down in the southeast, not far from the coast, is a region that's dedicated to the Monastrell, or the Murvedra. This is Tarima Hill. It doesn't sound like a... It sounds, you know,
sounds like it's from California. Right.
Yeah. But it's their Monastrell, 2011, 15% alcohol by volume. And this example is it's a Jorge Ordóñez selection, which really means a lot to me. And it's a real mouthful. It starts with an aroma of crushed blackberries, field herbs, and anise. The wine is big and deep and loaded with flavor. And there's a sweet core of berry fruit and sort of an earthy, briary quality, somewhat like Zinfandel in there. And the tannins are dusty and refined. A lot of scope to the wine.
Wow.
It just really was nice. $17.
Oh, wow. That's a steal.
It's not too bad. Not too bad at all. Jumilla, which is in the northeastern quadrant of Spain, is a nice little area. And here's a wine called Carcello, and it's their 2013 Jumilla. It's a blend of Monastrell, Tempranillo, Syrah, and Cab Sauv, a very up-to-date international style of blend.
Mm-hmm.
This struck me as a very young red wine, very firm, very deep, with good supporting tannins. But this blend really featured the Monastrell.
Okay.
And it had a couple of those little funky notes that we're used to from Murvedra. I thought it smelled a lot like Amarone.
Really?
Yeah, oddly enough. Kind of like a loaded up fruitcake.
Yep.
You know? And it tasted that way, too. So, you know, like kind of a scaled down Amarone. Pretty fun. $15 for this wine. So if you have a flavor, a taste for Amarone, but you don't have the budget, this might be a good way to go. Now, here is the killer one, and this is one I want everyone to write down. It was something. This is the Breca, B-R-E-C-A, Old Vines Garnacha from Calatayud, which is just a little bit northeast of Madrid. $17 for this wine. And this was 100% Garnacha, and it was just about everything you could ask for in a Garnacha. It had that aroma of walking through a field with these wild herbs and everything on a hot summer day. Just tremendous. The nose was classic, like I said, and this is a wine that I felt it just delivered at every sip along the way. Real deep bottom layer, and then some spicy things going on, and then some cherry and blackberry, and over top of that is the tannin, and then over top of that is this vibrant acid, and it just kept going and going. I thought it was great. Breca Old Vines Garnacha. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.